Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Now, you may have heard Greater Shepparton has a new mayor. It is Councillor Shane Sully. He joins me on the line right now. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Terry. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on becoming mayor. Now, you're reasonably new to the political scene. Tell us a bit about yourself. I know you come from a reasonably well-known family.
Yeah, thanks, Terry. Yeah, look, almost halfway through my first council term, and, you know, that all happened pretty quick as well. You know, sort of the early part of 2020 leading into the election, the council election at that time that, you know, I thought I'd, you know, really give this a go and, you know, probably reasonably lucky at the time that we're in a COVID lockdown, so I had a little bit of time because our businesses, I'm involved in retail, they were in and out of lockdown, so I had a lot of time to, you know, give it consideration and work towards that opportunity. Grateful to be elected and, you know, here we are.
Well, were you keen to step up into the mayoral role, Shane?
Yeah, look, it all happened pretty quickly. I mean, naturally I had aspirations to further develop my leadership and whatever role that would be, you know, would evolve naturally. That's how I like to operate. It's sort of, I wasn't really hunting for one position at any particular time. And circumstances this year with obviously our current mayor at the time, Kim O'Keefe, having to resign from her mayoral position because of her state election coming up, provided an opportunity sooner rather than later. And I thought, I'm going to give this a good go.
Why did you want to get on council in the first place, Shane?
I was actually on the Shepparton Show Me Committee for about 6 years and I was the chair for about 2 years. So I think it was just an element of progression. I love this community. As you highlighted, you know, I've got a strong family connection here across multiple industries. And the reality is I love this place. And I just thought this would be a really good opportunity to sit at a table that makes some pretty important decisions for our community. The role itself is important, but I just looked at it being involved, you know, I guess from a high-level community position and trying to make a difference in our community for a place where I love, and more importantly, I've got young kids coming through, so if I can help have an impact on their future, then, you know, I was willing to give it a go.
So you've got three young children, and as you said, you've been involved in various businesses. That's already a pretty full slate. This is going to have a big impact on your life, really, isn't it?
Yeah, but a positive impact. To be honest, I quite often get asked wherever I am, so I still play footy as well, and whenever I'm at footy, people say to me, how do you have time for work and council when I'm at footy? And then at council, people say, how do you have time for work and footy? Then when I'm at work, people say, how do you have time for council and footy? So wherever I am, it's relevant to them. So the reality is everything's a priority to me, and I've got a really good balance. I've got an extremely supportive wife who's very supportive of the role I've taken on. And look, everything I do is, you know, within the region. So I'm not sort of travelling away for work or anything like that, or sport commitments and those types of things. So I've got a really good balance, and I think it's important to have a good balance and be connected to community in different ways.
I have a press release here about your election, and you're quoted as saying you'll continue to work hard for the things that matter most to Greater Shepparton. What do you think those things are?
Well, what I highlighted was, if you look at what our region is, which we're heavily agricultural and industry-backed, and that's very important that we continue to progress that space, and there will be opportunities that present in the very near future. When you get those type of investments into our region, then it naturally forces the hand of higher levels of government to invest into the things that matter most. And what I mean by that is education and healthcare. So they're obviously a priority across any community, but we can't necessarily control that investment. What we can control is the availability of land for big investors, businesses, and even small businesses to invest into our space. That creates employment, and then the flow-on effects naturally come from that.
You also said you wanted to work towards making Greater Shepparton the ultimate destination. What more do we need to do to achieve this, do you think?
I think you'll never reach the ceiling. So it's just continually evolving, and we've seen it with the Illuminate Festival, and we've got White Night coming up next Saturday, which is going to be extremely exciting. So the reality is every time someone thinks about doing something, whether it's got to do with sport, business or tourism, we need to be at the top of the list, and that's what we're working towards. And as I mentioned, those key events that we've just highlighted, and I'm sure you would have experienced the Illuminate Festival or no doubt heard about it. That was an unbelievable scene to have here in Shepparton. But more importantly, it provided opportunities to everyone across our region. It was jam-packed with people, and White Knight will see the same feature next Saturday night as well. So that's exciting for our region. We obviously have strong business investment. We need to provide those opportunities as well. And then we've got Sam that is evolving. Obviously, it opened in a pretty challenging time, so we're excited to see where the future of that is, and that'll lift our tourism capacity as well.
Just looking at some of the issues that Council's been dealing with lately, the bin collection and processing being one, CBD redevelopment, talking about management of aged care services, Maroopna Recreation Reserve, the showgrounds, land and housing shortage. There's a lot of things there. Have you found you've had conflicts of interest which have meant you haven't been able to take part in some of these decisions?
In some of them, and as you just highlighted, that's a handful of things that we're currently dealing with, and each month there's something really important to someone. So there's never one issue that you have to resolve, otherwise it'd be a pretty easy job. At times I do have conflicts, and I've been open about those as well. Obviously, I've got businesses located in the CBD in particular through the Moore Street, so there's a construction underway at the moment, but the decision on the Moore was made before my council term, so anything to do with the Moore Street Mall I usually step out of the meeting for. Well, not usually, I do, but there's not too many conversations about it at the moment because the project is underway. And then like anyone, you know, if there's a connection with a family or someone that supported me through my campaign, that's just a normal conflict of interest process. But to be honest, it's pretty good in a small regional city. I don't think anyone doesn't know someone that you walk past throughout the day or connected through sport. So, you know, you've got to play that smart, and I do that. I've got no problem stepping out of the meeting if I believe there's a conflict.
Two things that do seem to be hot issues at the moment. One is the bin collection, and the other is in relation to council or others trying to pursue, you know, more public housing in different areas that people aren't necessarily happy with the situation of. What are your thoughts on both those issues?
Yeah, the bin collection's interesting. I mean, it makes so much sense why there's the proposed change. I mean, the reduction to our landfill is, you know, it has to be a priority, and it's about working through those possibilities of how we achieve that, you know, in the fairest possible way. There's not a lot of options on the table. You know, the reality is that you need to minimise your waste. How do you do that? You look at opportunities to transition away from a weekly red bin collection, which will then naturally encourage people to divert their waste to the appropriate bins. So at the moment now, a lot of people just put everything in the red lid bin, and actually that all ends up in landfill. A lot of people don't realise what you can put in your yellow lid bin, and more importantly, your green FOGO bin. So the green lid bin as well has heaps of opportunities to have your food scraps put in there along with your green, you know, your grass clippings and all your green waste type of thing. So that's going to be an interesting space. It's a little while away yet, although the decision is not too far away in regards to how we set up the transition over the course of the next 12 to 18 months, but we're literally speaking about that at the moment, Terry, so that'll evolve over the coming month, I'm sure, and that'll give the community a bit of direction where we're sitting with it. But it's not something that comes in overnight. The priority is making a decision on where we want to go and then understanding what a transition looks like and working with community. Education's a big part in that. So that'll be an interesting time ahead. And, you know, I'm a ratepayer as well. I'm involved in that. So, you know, that'll change the way we control our waste in our household. So it's across the board. So we've just got to make sure that there's education and it's rolled out as smoothly as possible if it does get up, you know, at a council meeting. And then the affordable and social housing projects, they're obviously a hot topic, and a couple of those should be resolved at the June OCM. So the agenda is still being finalised for that.
For us mere mortals, Shane, OCM, Ordinary Council Meeting.
Sorry, yeah. Ordinary Council Meeting. So,
not that they're ever ordinary.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, so your standard monthly council meeting, when we meet each month on the third Tuesday of every month, so that's coming up next week, and it's a big agenda. We've got our budget to work through, and as well as you highlighted, the affordable and social housing project as well, that have been a hot topic for many reasons. And, you know, there's always people for and against these ideas, and we've just got to work through all the information. There has been a lot of information that has come through to us over the course of the last 5 or 6 months since we moved to have an in-principle agreement in December. And the reality is now, you know, councillors need to get that information and make a decision on Tuesday.
Before I go, let you go and get on with your day, I am wondering, you know, we've seen the current mayor have to actually take a leave of absence from her position as a councillor, as she is standing as a National Party candidate in the upcoming November state election. Do you have political aspirations beyond mayor yourself?
Well, I can say not at the moment, because obviously there's a state election coming up that I'm not running for, and clearly I didn't run for the federal election, so I think it's a good opportunity for me to just get into this role. You never say no, but absolutely, if you asked me 3 years ago, were you going to run for council, I'd say no. And if you had asked me last year, would I be the mayor of Greater Shepparton this year, I probably would have said no as well. So things evolve. It's not something that I'm aspiring to. As I mentioned earlier, things evolve naturally, and if an opportunity presents for me to lead our community in a different capacity, then I might consider it at the time. But right now, I love what I'm doing. I love the fact that I can be hands-on with my family, still playing footy on the weekends, and have the opportunity to be mayor of Greater Shepparton. If I was to look at stepping into one of those roles, they're obviously full-time, but I love being in business, and as I mentioned, playing footy on the weekend and being with my kids. So that's a long-distance thought that at the moment I haven't given 1 minute. So.
Fair enough. One thing at a time, hey?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much for your time this morning. The Mayor of Greater Shepparton, Shane Sarley. Does that sound weird to you still?
Oh, I guess it does. But, yeah, look, it's an exciting role, and it's an honour to be the Mayor, and I'll no doubt make the most of the opportunity.
So I'm sure you will get used to it, and hope we can catch up with you on council business soon.
Look forward to it. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
7 out of 10 cars stolen today will be stolen using their own keys. Make sure you leave your keys out of sight, behind a locked door, and visit www.howsafeismyplace.com.au to find out more simple things you can do to protect your home and family. It's a free service from Neighbourhood Watch in partnership with RACV. howsafeismyplace.com.au.
As we age, maintaining good health and living a pain-free life can become more difficult. Are you somebody who suffers from regular back or sciatic nerve pain? The Natural Approach Healing Centre in Kyabram has been treating people with these conditions for more than 30 years. Don't put up with pain any longer. Book an appointment at the Natural Approach Healing Centre in Kyabram today. Most people only need one or two sessions. Call Sharon today on 0416 494 476. That number again, 0416 494 476. You will also find us at www.naturalapproach.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Winter is the time of year that mice and rats decide that living inside your house is better than the cold outside. These germ-carrying rodents can even chew electrical wires, causing major damage. So don't let rodents take over your home. We offer tamper-proof bait stations which are safe for pets, but mice can't resist them. A home rodent inspection and a set of bait stations is on special now, saving you over $100. Jason's Pest Control look forward to making your home rodent-free. 1-800-599-699.
1FM sponsor.
The Marupna Golf Club, home to the Goulburn Valley's only full-length driving range, and it's open to the public 7 days a week. Yep, that's right. You don't need to be a member to use the driving range. But with some of the best value for money golf memberships on offer, why not take the plunge and join with unlimited golf all year round? Come and meet our PGA Pro, Ben Weatherly. Need a lesson? Yep, Ben's got you covered there too. You're welcome here at the Friendly Club. The Marupna Golf Club.
1FM sponsor.
Get your birthday sorted with the Cheesecake Shop Shepparton's birthday cake range. Drip glazed loaded cakes in four flavours, cookies and cream, caramel popcorn, choc mint and Candyland. Order in store or online.
We all go crazy over cakes at the Cheesecake Shop. Yeah.
1FM sponsor.
Let Merritt Funeral Services take the stress out of your funeral arrangements. Whether you're looking to prepay a funeral, arrange a bond or prearrange a complete funeral, Merritt Funeral Services are just a phone call away. They can even come direct to you anywhere across the region to help walk you through the process, each and every step of the way. With more than 40 years industry experience, expect nothing less than service and advice that exceeds your expectations. Let Merritt Funeral Services take care of everything. Phone 5825 1651.
1FM sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.